is Tanisha Coffey, aka The Lofty Entrepreneur, and this is the Lofty Entrepreneur Podcast. Thank you for joining me. Now, as always, we are providing the best tips, tools, advice, and inspiration for entrepreneurs, no matter what stage you're at. So if you haven't already done so, click now to subscribe so you don't miss a thing. Now, joining me today is host of the She's All That video podcast and head of Course Consulting, Ms. September Smith. She's a speaker, digital business consultant, and coach to professionals who need to establish their authority and rise above the noise. September helps entrepreneurs and thought leaders who are ready to get visible by building their professional identity through podcasts, guest appearances, and other media that will put them on the map. And today, she's here to share some of that sage advice for those of you who are wanting to use podcasts as part of your business. Hi, September. Thank you for joining me today. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, guys, if you don't know September yet, pay attention because she is the person to go to when you want to do podcast guesting for your business growth. Now, September, not a lot of people are as familiar with podcasts for business and especially for growth. So why do you say that is one of the best tools for business owners to use to grow their business?
Podcasts themselves, as of this year, March 8th, actually, of this year, I remember because it was International Women's Day, Forbes magazine had an article out announcing that podcasts were one of the best marketing channels for 2021 and onward. And that just, attention that hadn't already been there was now on this thing. And everybody, you were doing podcasts, you've been doing them for years, I was doing my podcast. But suddenly everybody, gurus of all sorts, business gurus, were starting to scream like, yeah, start a podcast, because it's true. The marketing potential there is crazy. But what really kind of made me want to say, okay, just hold on a little bit, is the fact that not everyone needs to have a podcast, because you and I know having a podcast, starting it, planning it, doing all the tech behind it, running it, finding the guests, editing that stuff, scheduling it, getting it up, marketing that stuff. It's exhausting just even to list it.
It's a business. It's a business in and of itself.
Huge. And I estimate that very modestly, estimating 10 hours a week for your podcast, if you're going to run it all year, you're talking about an extra 520 hours a year. Do you have that kind of time that you can just take away from your business, away from your family and your life, and put into this endeavor? Obviously, some of us do. However, if you're a new business or somebody who wants to really raise their stature and identify themselves in the marketplace as being a thought leader or an authority in a given field, there is almost no better free way of doing it right now than to become a podcast guest, get really good at it, know the right shows to get on. And when you get on there, just blow it out of the water so that every episode that's out there on all of those distributing channels, and those are some of the biggest platforms on the planet, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Deezer, Stitcher, Spotify, and there's more coming online. Every one of your episodes is going to be out there, not only beaming out to the world, but bringing people back to you and your website. Nothing we could possibly do on social media is going to touch that when it comes to marketing content.
It has so much more staying power. You know, people are, yes, the reach on social media, you have the potential to get in front of tons of people if you happen to already have that following. But if you don't, one of the great things about those podcasts is if that podcaster already has a following, that puts you in front of an audience that you likely would never have otherwise touched. It creates content that's going to live in an ongoing state that people can ingest repeatedly if you know, you're given great nuggets. So it really is a really good way to do to get exposure.
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned about there. So there are some podcasts out there and they make their money. Some make their money off of sponsorships. Some make their money off of charging guests. Some do both, you know, several different models. Mm-hmm. What is your take for the people who are, you know, starting out? What's your feel for the shows, you know, free going on, you know, a free podcast versus one that you pay for the exposure? What is your thought on that?
I think personally, just, I don't know, just the thought of like, you're going to charge me to be on your podcast. What are you delivering for the price of that? Maybe it's worth it. Maybe it's not. So it's a business decision. If you looked at it and you thought this audience has hundreds of thousands of my ideal clients, and being on this show is going to open doors for me and introduce me to people and grow my network. And maybe it's an investment worth making. However, there are 2.3 million podcasts out there right now. They estimate that possibly as many as 500,000 of them are actually dormant, but that still leaves you with 180 or a million.
Yeah, 1.8. 1
million. Yeah. Yeah. So you've got a few opportunities there to get on some free shows.
Right.
And if you know how to find the show that works for you, what an opportunity.
So I want to touch on that because I want to make sure people really heard you there. If you were going to pay to be on a podcast, think of it as any other form of advertising. You would consider, you would ask, what are your demographics? How far is your reach? What kind of exposure can I expect? What will I be getting in return? Will I be getting, an MP3 or MP4 of it? What is there any, pre-marketing that you'll do? You want to ask these questions because you're making an investment and you really do want to think it through. Yeah. Now some people may create a budget specifically just to, pay for podcast marketing because it could be a great way if you choose correctly to definitely get in front of some of those huge audiences. And of course, if you're going to pay to get in front of those audiences, you better have a good kind of back-end process going on so you can capture those leads, so you can capture those sales. Whatever your goal is, really make it work for you. So I think that that's really, really important point that you made there. Then you also touched upon one of my next questions, which is how do you even begin to target those podcasts, because there are millions, that might be right and choosing, medium versus small, dormant versus existing. That's a job.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
How do you suggest totally people go about finding those,
Well, I have a procedure that I've created. There's a couple of approaches you can do, but before you even do that, what I do with clients and what I highly recommend is make sure you know your story. Because if you don't know your story, if you don't know the brand story that you should be telling, because every one of your episodes, this is my strategy. When it's using this for business, you want it so that whenever somebody finds whatever episode you did, so if you did 20 episodes, they could find number 20, number one, number whichever one of them. And basically, they still know what you do. They still hear the same message. They still get what you can do for them. And now you have real estate in their imagination as that person that I should go to. So you really know what it is you need to say to get that position in people's minds. So knowing your brand story, making sure this is the one that's going to have the most benefit for your business, that really expresses who you are and is going to be enticing to the audience that you want to attract. Once you know that, now you know your audience, you know your story. Now you start going and looking for what are the shows that are similar, that have a similar audience, that just big strokes that with that audience and with a host and a vibe that would be a great setting for me. And then, of course, once you get your list, I always suggest people get your top 10, if not more. And now go through and listen. Listen. What does the host sound like? How do they treat their guests? That's hugely important because not every host is as gracious as you are. Some hosts, surprisingly, it's more about them. So you end up being, in some cases, like embarrassing, almost like a potted palm on the side of the stage. You're there like, yeah, hi. And that's not what you want to appear like. So how do they speak? What's their vibe? How do they conduct their interview? Is this something that you can envision going like, yeah, okay, I can see me in that setting and that would be beneficial for me. And then go and look at what are their numbers? how did they distribute? And have you seen a whole lot of marketing for it? Because if they're not going to really be doing a whole lot to market the episodes, well, then it's all down to you to do it. You want, if possible, to find an ideal show that you know actually makes an effort to get heard. So there's a whole lot more criteria, but yeah, start wide once you know your story and then start whittling it down to your top three.
And I think that you made, again, really valid point, because the word I kept hearing again was brand.
It's a branding tool.
Yes. And so, you know, people need to understand there's differences between, so you have marketing, right? But marketing involves a lot of different aspects. There's, you know, the PR and that's kind of dealing with the public and their opinion of you. Then there's the brand awareness, which is what this is a really great tool for, just kind of exposure, getting people to know you and what you stand for.
Yeah. And the engagement is huge. Absolutely. Because as you know, there is no other medium out there right now that, short of a big box office movie or a documentary or a TVs, that people will hang with as long as they hang with podcast episodes. Mm-hmm. Just because of the modality of podcasts, we put in our earbuds, we're at the gym, we're making dinner, we're driving in the car, we're doing gardening, we're doing something that we want to also be feeding our brain with. In the meantime, while we're doing that other thing, we put it on, we want to hang for the entire episode.
Right.
And podcast listeners on average listen to 80% of an episode. And when you consider that the average length of an episode is somewhere between 40 and 45 minutes, you're in somebody's head on average for 32 minutes. Could you pay for that opportunity in any other modality? I mean, this is free.
And then especially as you kind of work your way up, you know, because there is kind of a, you know, podcasters are looking for people who are going to attract listeners. So, you know, there is some, you know, give and take. Yes, you may want to be on a certain podcast, but you may not be their ideal guest yet.
Yes.
But yep. That doesn't mean you still don't put that show on your list. And it doesn't mean if they say no now, that you can't go back to them 6 months, a year from now, after you've gotten 5, 10, 20, however many other podcasts on your, you know, under your belt, and, you know, maybe shown how you market and put into it and put effort into uplifting them, you know, that they may want to have you on their show at that point in time.
And that last thing you said about showing them, the whole thing of you uplifting them, the activities that you undertake after your episode comes out, is something that is missed by shocking number of people. I'm sure you've had that experience. Mm-hmm. Just to back up a bit, if you or I or anyone else went to a studio, and you would know, you've got background in this kind of thing, we went to a studio, video or audio, and we said, okay, I'd like somebody to make a 30-minute program of me, and I want them to ask me incisive questions, and I want to look really good, and I'd like you to produce it for me. You'd be starting at what? A couple thousand and up, going up from there.
Absolutely. Yes.
It's worth so much money. You get that when you're on a podcast. If it's a well done and you've chosen well so that you're happy with the results, it's gold. It behooves you to market the hell out of that thing and to collaborate with the hosts themselves, because you have co-created it. You should be co-promoting it. And I mean, just business strategy, you're actually combining your networks. You've now widened your network to kind of overlap with your host. I mean, not all hosts are open to that sort of thing, but they're happy when you're more than willing to help them promote their episodes.
Right.
That makes you very attractive as a guest.
Absolutely. And some shows, they'll give you, you know, either swipe emails, or they'll give you graphics, things like that, that you can share on social ahead of time, ahead of it being released, you know, do the pre-marketing, you know, and things of that nature. I do want to talk about after the podcast, but before we get to that, you talk about brand awareness and how you're appearing and things like that. So, can you give us some tips on what someone who is getting ready to be a guest on a show, how do they present themselves at the very best way that they can, so they do get that stellar product that they are proud to put out?
I think one of the most important things, again, goes back to know your story. You got to know your story. And it's not just like, oh yeah, I know my story. I was born, I grew up, blah, blah. No, not that story. I actually have, I look at it in terms of kind of like the traditional Joseph Campbell style of the, you know, that archetypal mythical structure of a story. The one that really works our psychological gears and pushes our buttons. There's a reason why it's the archetype, because it is so emotionally impactful. And one of the first things that has to happen when somebody sees some new material. So let's say they come across this conversation with you and I, and they open it up and they're looking at it. And the first thing they think is, what's this? The second thing they think is, why do I care? You've got to know to start your story eloquently and with strategy with, what is the problem that you solve? What is the problem that we're addressing in this conversation? So that the listeners who are right for you and are the right people to hear your message, it strikes a chord and they immediately go, oh my God, that's my problem. What? And now they're just laser focused on this thing. So your story has to be framed in, instead of chronological, like we often think, start with, why does it matter? Whose problem are you solving? What is it you're bringing to the table? And then there's a whole structure that goes after that. But yeah, you really need to know your story and your structure, and you need to know it in the shortest form, in case you had to do it, say that elevator pitch, or you need to do, say somebody's interviewing you on TV. You got to know it in the 2-minute version. Or you got to know how to structure it out for a stage version and make it last for 30 minutes. Or you need to know how to do it within the confines of an interview, which is even trickier, because you have to kind of do this dance with the host. It's a conversation.
Right.
So know your story. And then once you do, make sure when you get on there, bring your real self to the conversation.
Absolutely. You have to have those talking points. So when I was writing news, doing, you know, story pitches for news shows, you know, you always have those talking points. I can talk about this, that, the other. You want to have those in your mind strategically. You know, that's not always going to happen with a podcast, but you want to know those things so that you, as you're talking and having the conversation, you may not be able to say everything in order.
Exactly.
But when you get an opportunity to throw that talking point out there, you want to be on it.
Yes. And one thing that I like to make sure people are aware of, you really don't know where the conversation is going to go. When you enter into a podcast and you're in an interview, the host could ask you anything, really. And I'm sure you've heard situations, and you might've even been in situations where it's like, where did that question come from? And why is the conversation taking this turn? You're on the bus, baby. You got to go. They just took that left turn. You're going left. You've got to know how to kind of conversationally bring the conversation back to what it is you want to talk about, so that you, again, that whole thing of when people find that episode, you want them hearing the message you want to be known for. So just because the host decided to talk about, you know, penguins or something, okay, yeah, I get penguins, they're amazing, and blah, blah, and steer it back, because I mean, you're co-creating this, it's a negotiation, and you have a whole lot less control than they do. So the one of the strongest things you can have in your back pocket is knowing your story and knowing what your goal is and where you need to go with this.
Absolutely. All right. So we figured out how to kind of target the podcast that we want to do. We need to be practicing our story in multiple formats. We finally do the interview. We knock it out of the park. Now what? So it's done. So how do we capitalize on it? Because you get that press before, this is what I'm about to do. And then of course, when it airs, but then after it, what should people be doing to really make the power and impact of that interview have legs and work for them?
Well, one of the most basic things that you should be doing is making sure that you have them on your website and on your social media. If you can be putting them up, you know, pinned to the top of a group or whatever, you know, like whatever works for you, but it's social proof, because psychologically, the fact that I'd like to say, you know, like all of us have been for the last number of years, we can jump on a webcam, we can pick up our phone and like, oh, I'm amazing, blah, 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 blah. However, psychologically, there's a whole other thing at play to the viewer, to the listener, when you are somebody that has been chosen the host, who is the authority to the listener, has said, this person is worth listening to. And that imbues you with a whole other level of legitimacy in their subconscious mind, and it lowers their restrictions, you know, that limited, oh, I don't want to be sold to, who's this? Because as I had said before, that the two things that people think when they see new stuff, what is this? Why do I care? The third thing is, does this person even have the authority to be talking about this? Being interviewed nullifies that whole question. Your host has told them they're worth listening to. So make sure that social proof is where people can see it. When they go to find you, like, who is this? Oh, look at her. Oh, look who she's been on. And then they can click on it, make sure it's clickable so that they can then go and listen to you. So that's the whole thing of just the social proof. What I would recommend, particularly if it's for business, try to do some co-promotion with the host. Find out where they're going to be posting it. Make sure you're connected with them on those channels. Know when they're going to be posting. Tag them. If they tag you, get in there and comment on it. And don't just say, oh, thank you. Turn it into a conversation, particularly on LinkedIn. LinkedIn is one of the best networks for being discovered because of the way that the algorithms are on LinkedIn. If you are on somebody else's conversation, their whole network, there's the potential for anyone in their network to see that conversation and now see you. Unlike Facebook, which is more like who you knew, who I know, like our networks don't overlap quite as much. Get on LinkedIn, start a conversation, talk about, you know, like, yeah, that was so enjoyable. That was so well, the way you did whatever. And like, I was so happy that we talked about, just make a conversation, ask a question, blow that thing up. The farther it goes, the more LinkedIn is going to be sending eyes to it. This is a big deal. The two of you have just created this really cool thing. Make sure it really has legs. So, but be it Twitter, be it Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, whatever it is, make sure you coordinate with the host to give it that boost. But it's still valuable because you can also repurpose it, and you can be pulling out audiograms, and you can be pulling out memes and images and quotes, and you can be, if the host lets you, you can be taking extracts out of it. And you, I mean, what would be a really good idea is credit the host and tag the host, because you're just building goodwill for everybody. But yeah, get imaginative about it and make sure you collaborate with the host.
I love that. So guys, you have heard it here first. September is a guest on my show because she is the authority. Okay, so she is the one who knows how to help you to grow your business using podcasts. A lot of people out there, you're looking for organic marketing strategies. Guess what? This is a big one right in front of you. Take advantage of it. Yeah. And if you really, really want to get great at this, if you really want to grow your business fast, if you really want to explode your brand awareness, then you definitely want to check out September's course. September, tell us a little bit about your course for business owners or entrepreneurs.
My program is called the Podcast Guest Fast Track. And I've basically, the way I look at it is, maybe it's my personality, but it's like, let's do this now. Let's not wait around. This is not theoretical. This is real. Let's make it happen. So I take the first 4 weeks of that and go through, it's weird that it's 4 weeks and five steps, but there are the five essential steps to really nailing this. And we go through that, and you don't have to keep repeating, because the first one is your brand story. With that, then you find out what are the shows for you. Then you figure out, how do we pitch those shows? And you know, and I know, most people suck at pitches. And just a note, in case anybody's not sure, saying, I'll be on your podcast is not a pitch. I'm sure you've heard that before. You've got to finesse the pitch, because 99% of pitches never get replied to. So you've got to get really good at pitching. Fourth step, you need to know how to be on camera, how to be on your mic, make sure you have the right equipment, because a podcaster doesn't want somebody with really crappy equipment. And how to be in your natural, authentic self, because the people that are looking for you need to see you and hear you. So, and then the fifth step is, what is your marketing plan? What works for you and your business and your audience? So with those five steps in place, we go through that in the first 4 weeks. starting in the third week, I've got some guest experts who come in. One talks about how you can take what we're building with the podcasting and how does this apply to getting some free TV exposure? Because they are kind of parallel endeavors. So you're kind of building out a whole media plan based on this low barrier to entry podcast opportunity. I have another guest that comes in and talks about speaking from the stage, getting paid to speak from the stage, how to grow your speaking from this foundation that we're creating. And then a third guest comes in and talks about publicity. How do you get PR for this? How do you spin this into PR and how do you make it all kind of work and mesh together? So by the end of it, you are ready. You will have, I like to say, I'm not leaving until you've got your first booking with a really good podcast, because I'm not just sending you out there. It's like, yeah, bye. And once the 4 weeks are up, we've got you booked on at least one show that's going to be good for your business. It's going to get you started. And then for the next number of months, you stay in the community and we stay connected and there's weekly calls. And if you're like, oh, it's not working or something, then we'll tweak it. But basically, we're growing a community of people who want to make this work for their business.
So you guys, this is a very strong strategy. We are in the times when many, many people are trying to figure out, how do I market my business? How do I get leads? How do I get exposure? Because the reality is competition is high. You know,
when we're on social media is tanking. Facebook has just dived over the course of the pandemic. The reach is down to virtually nothing, and the cost has doubled in the last year.
Yeah, and that a lot of that has to do with the economy, the algorithms. You know, Facebook is a business. So yeah, you have to be, you know, figuring out what are some other strategies that you can use to get that exposure. Yeah. You know, so this is a great one to consider. Those of you who are listening, if you want to reach out to September, how can they reach you?
They can find me via LinkedIn. September Smith, and there are a few September Smith, so I've actually had to throw some letters on the back end of my name. So it's September Smith, BN Jimmy, whatever, it's still me. Or you can find me at ofcoursepro.com. That's my website.
Okay, great. And guys, as always, you know I got you covered. I am going to be sure to put all of that information in the show notes for you guys. For those of you who are listening, if you're watching on YouTube, check out the description. I got you covered. No worries. I promise you will be able to connect with September and get yourself going. September, I want to thank you so, so very much for joining me tonight. I so appreciate you. We're going to have to talk again because I know you got some additional gems in there. And if you guys are lucky, if you show us some love by liking this video and subscribing and sharing it, then I will get September back on the show. I'm sure that will be some great encouragement. We'll get her back on the show and get some great nuggets. So be sure to like and subscribe. Thank you, September. I appreciate you.
Thank you so much for having me, Tanisha.